Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to the club after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Christina Podnauer is back. Christina is a great member of our Brain Trust Digital Policy Innovator, Principal of Native Trust Consulting, Certified Change Management Practitioner. She's the author of The Power of Digital Policy. She's one of our top digital transformation experts. And she has some news and some issues that we all need to address and some ideas on how we can address that, how we can address them. She's our good friend, Christina Podnauer. Welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me back, Jim. It's good to be with you this morning. It's
great to have you back. So one of the things that I've been talking about on the show for a long time, for a couple of decades, has been when small business owners get caught in the cross. Well, we get caught with the policies of corporate of big tech, whether it's Amazon or Facebook or Google or Apple or Microsoft. You know, one of the things I reminded people about years ago, a dozen years ago, is don't put all of your prospecting basket eggs in the Facebook basket. All they got to do is change their rules, which they've done, and all the people that you were thought you were connected to are gone. They either pulled a plug on them, or they made them mad or something. And that was just with one company. And then they started fighting each other, and then small business owners would get caught in the crossfire. And now the news that you brought to us today is something that Apple's up to. Tell us about it.
Absolutely right, Jen. You described that really well. So Apple is rolling out this new thing they have called the App Tracking Transparency, ATT, which really is going to replace what we've been using for many years.
Let's make sure, Christina. Ad Tracking Transparency. It's about your ads, folks, tracking ads. Go ahead.
Yes, it's the App Tracking Transparency, APP, as in the application, mobile applications. And what they're going to do is they're replacing the current way that we track users across what they do on their iOS devices, on their Apple devices. Mm-hmm. And it might seem like a really small thing, but really what it comes down to is that Apple is taking over in somewhat of a monopoly fashion, if you will, what we've had for many years data collection-wise. And this is a really big deal for many of you listening today because you might be using Facebook, for example. Something like 80% of small businesses are using Facebook for their advertising, especially on a local basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're going to see is potentially less targeted advertising, and you're not going to be able to get as much information about the people who are looking at your ads. Because people can turn it off, but it's actually more than that. If it was just a matter of turning it off, Jim, it might actually be somewhat good news or reasonable news.
Right.
But we're talking about being prompted to opt in to ads, which is very different, right? If you ask me, do I want to see an ad or do I want to see a specific ad, I can say no really quickly and keep going, which means that people will start to opt out potentially out of their data being collected, which obviously impacts agencies and businesses.
Right.
And so definitely seeing a big switch there. And, you know, the small businesses that I'm working with, I keep saying exactly what you mentioned early on, which is you can't change this. Like, none of us can influence, and we can't stop Apple from forging ahead with its ATT. But what we can do right now is really take a look at where those eggs are, and if they're in the same basket, start to diversify. You can really prepare by implementing a holistic, omni-channel performance marketing strategy, which is a whole bunch of gumbly-gook words to say, do things like think about putting your eggs into text messaging baskets, into connected TV,
email,
into podcasts, email. Well, you know what? It's interesting that you say email because we're actually seeing for small business right now, email is still performing, but SMS text messaging is outperforming email by 4-1.
Well, it doesn't matter. The words that something I put in my third book, the Age of the Customer, 7 years ago, is I said, act like a duck, migrate.
Mm-hmm.
Act like a duck, migrate. Yep. Migrate your content, your contacts, I should say. Migrate your contacts. Migrate your prospects, your customers. As you say, put them across cross platforms. If you have a prospect on Facebook, do everything you can to find out what their email is and put them in an email. Even if you never send them an email, if Facebook does something to make them mad, at least you haven't lost them, right? That's what you're talking about.
You know what? That's exactly what I'm talking about. And I keep thinking more and more every day about hairdressers and salon professionals. They
right.
do this very, very well. They're versed in it, right? They have their primary system that they deal with in the salon. But each one of those people tries to connect individually one-on-one with their clients. So if they move salons, they can take their clients with them.
Mm-hmm.
Think about being a salon professional and do the same strategy. Make sure that you can migrate and not lose your customers in the process.
Well, that's exactly right. And see, I started talking about this a decade ago before anything like this had happened. And then as face, you know, I kept telling mm-hmm. people, I declared myself the social media heretic, Christian. You know, a heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo. And I tried to explain to people, Facebook, Apple, Google, these are not your friends. They're not in it for you. They're never going to be on your side. If anything that they're doing, anything they're offering you is in your advantage today, it's merely a coincidence, and they will take it away without even a blink of the eye, without one little tiny bit of concern, because it won't be in their interest to do that, and they get to do that. They get to be in their own self-interest. But if you, and then what would happen, as you know, Facebook would change the rules, and all of a sudden, you know, they're doing it, and Google's
mm-hmm.
doing it, right? We know about the browser wars that have been going on, which I want to talk about in the next segment. So Apple's changing the way they track information is something small business owners need to pay more attention to, right now?
Absolutely. Spot on. And, you know, don't listen to the hype. You know, you saw Facebook about a month and a half ago, start rallying against Apple. More recently, they said, well, you know what, this isn't so bad after all. And the reason they're doing that is because what they're finding out is that Facebook's primary large company contributions to the ad dollars is not going to diminish much.
Right.
But that doesn't hold true necessarily for small businesses.
That helps small businesses.
Don't believe it.
Once again, we get squeezed. Come right back with our good friend Christina Potnar. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.